Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson. And with me today is
Shelley Brim Baggett. Hi, Mama.
And we're coming to you today again speaking about Ephesians chapter 5.
Yes.
Being filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
And we're reading from W.I. Evans. Brother Hagin said he was one of the most spiritual men he ever read after. An article of his that was published in the Pentecostal Evangel many years ago called Abandoned to the Holy Spirit. And W.I. Evans said that a normal Christian is one that's abandoned to the Holy Spirit because God wants to manifest himself through us. And he does that by way of the infilling of the heavenly dove.
That's right.
And so in Ephesians chapter 5, we read here how that we can know the will of God. And it's 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, and Ephesians. I turn my Bible over to another another book. Chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And of course, he has commented that the action there in the verb is be being filled. Be constantly being filled with the Spirit. How? Speaking. To yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Of course, I've always known that this is something you could do in your own house, your own bedroom, and you should.
Right.
That's where it has to be begun and practiced, and you wait upon your ministry. But W.I. Evans points out that this literally talks about in an assembly.
Right.
And so start reading there from W.I. Evans again.
Okay, where we left off yesterday, it says, now in Ephesians, there is unmistakable evidence that being filled with the Holy Ghost day by day involves coming together. Wow. It says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And the next verse literally rendered is speaking among yourselves.
Speaking among yourselves.
Coming together. Speaking among yourselves. Part of the Spirit-filled
life. In assemblies.
And speaking in, not in complaints, but in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, they were to be sustained.
Now, Shelley's reading from W.I. Evans' article.
They were to be sustained in the fullness of the Spirit by coming together. It is through the body that Jesus reveals himself. He says that body is the fullness of him, and the only way he can express himself is through that instrumentality of his fullness, by our coming together. This passage we have just read, verses 19 and 20, at the same time gives us the first result of being filled with the Spirit continually. We are Pentecostal people. And we have written right into our statement of doctrine.
Now, he was part of the Assemblies of God. So he's speaking to an Assemblies of God council.
Right. Okay. So he said, we have written right into our statement of doctrine that the initial physical evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost as a supernatural experience is speaking in other tongues. Now, Paul here is not writing about getting the baptism with speaking in tongues as the physical evidence. He's writing about, and here W.I. Evans says, he has it emphasized, if you could see it in print, Paul is writing about sustaining.
Sustaining.
That fullness, sustaining that fullness day by day in our experience. The immediate evidence of being filled with the Spirit in the present up to the minute is that we speak among ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord. There is a spontaneity of worship that characterizes people that are filled continuously with the Holy Ghost. There was a time in our Pentecostal fellowship.
Oh, this is so good. Everybody perk up your ears. Start there. There was a time in our Pentecostal. Now, I got to set the scene for you here.
All right, set the scene.
W.I. Evans is writing probably in the 30s, 40s, and he's not far removed from Azusa Street. And the Assemblies of God was founded in, I think, 1923. So when it was founded, when they started out not far from Azusa Street, I mean, there was Holy Ghost power manifest, and he didn't want them to lose it. Now, I want you to think about our own Word of Faith people, our own whatever, a Pentecostal holiness, mm-hmm. Whatever, Pentecostal groups, Foursquare, whatever.
Right.
Most began in a real move and a power of the Spirit.
Yes,
they did. But then they kind of go back to the natural sometimes and wane. So right. He's talking to the Assemblies of God people. He doesn't want them to let that happen.
Right.
So now he says there was a time. He's referring back to their beginning days not far from Azusa.
Okay.
So start there,
right.
Shelley.
There was a time in our Pentecostal fellowship when, in the simplicity and beauty of the Spirit, it was common for us to come together to worship the Lord and break forth as a whole congregation in singing that we never learned. There was not only four-part harmony, but six-part and eight-part harmony. It was so soul-edifying that people coming in would get caught in the stream of spiritual worship and would join in singing.
I've read so much about that in the different books. They called it the heavenly music. Mm. And it would seem to them, as they sang, that they were singing with heavenly choirs.
Mm. I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
This maintenance of the fullness of the Holy Spirit is possible when the people of God pray together. There was a time when the protocol in the average Pentecostal assembly was for people to go straight to the altar when they came together for a service. They came to the altar to pray that everyone might be sustained in the Spirit's fullness. We contribute to a meeting when we come together to seek God. We seek Him when we are concerned about the Holy Ghost coming upon the meeting, concerned to have God prevail and glorify His name in the meeting. Too many Pentecostal people are not maintaining the fullness of the Spirit. They have had the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but are not sustaining the fullness of the Spirit day by day by seeking God until they are abandoned to the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord. See, they said they had come in the meeting, and the most important thing in the meeting, they'd come down to that altar. And the most important thing was that the Holy Spirit be manifested.
Yes, and that's a pure motive.
And that He come on the meeting, and they hear from heaven.
Right. That's right.
And that's what we have to have.
Right.
Because we're close now. We have to have it. We can't do it another way.
That's the truth. I remember... can I give a little example here? I remember one time we had a marriage seminar, and after several days of teaching in the Word on marriages and heaven in the home, there was an altar call.
You were preaching.
Mm-hmm.
And
there was an altar call for couples who were having trouble in their marriages to come to the altar, and there was going to be prayer for them because they'd been sitting under the Word, mm-hmm. and now we're depending on the laying on of hands and prayer mm-hmm. for what the Holy Ghost wanted to do in part. Well, this was a church that would seat maybe 200 people, but it was filled to capacity, and not one couple came up to the front to be prayed for. Well, it was a night service. It was getting late, and so I just very kindly said, well, we'll just dismiss. Well, my daughter, who was about 19 years old at the time, she said, Mama, she stepped up to the platform. She said, the Spirit of the Lord put out an invitation, and we're not going to leave until couples are prayed for. Apparently, at least one couple needs prayer. And so we bowed our heads, and I said, well, let's just wait on the Lord for a while. And with our eyes all shut, and we're just praying and asking, just quietly, but praying. And all of a sudden, I could hear shuffling across the carpet, little feet coming up to the front. And I thought, oh, good, a couple came up for prayer. Looked up, and it was a little 10-year-old girl and her best friend. And they were under the power of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues, weeping and crying. And it was as if God had a microphone in front of them, even though they didn't have a microphone. Their voice would just fill the whole room and the presence of God. And they were just under what we'd call travail, and speaking in tongues. And pretty soon, this lady who was a missionary to Romania for 10 years, she tapped me on the shoulder and she said, do you realize that this little girl is speaking in the perfect Romanian language and that she is praying for the love between couples, that sweetheart love, to be restored? And this lady who was a missionary said, I lived there for 10 years and was never able to enunciate precisely that Romanian word for the sweetheart love between a couple. And yet by the Holy Ghost, this little 10-year-old, as she's interceding and praying, is pronouncing it perfectly. And so we made that clear to the audience. When we did, the power of God manifested, and the altar filled with couples. They had to line up on the side. There were so many of them, even ushers and their wives, you know. But what I'm saying is, we needed the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
We needed someone that was abandoned mm-hmm. to intercession, what God wanted to do, mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. break mm-hmm. and to bring in the will of God for
you,
those.
You remember, Shelley, how Brother Hagin would say, if he were pastor, mm-hmm. that he would end every service with an altar service. Mm-hmm. He said, when I was pastoring, and back in those years, some of those years that W.I. Evans is talking about, we would have an altar service at the end. And he said, I never had to do any counseling, because there at that altar at the end, the Holy Ghost moved and answered their questions
right.
and ministered to them. It's not by might mm-hmm. and it's not by power. It is by the Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
Right.
So W.I. Evans is remembering that time. Read there again.
Okay. About there was a time in our Pentecostal fellowship mm-hmm. when in the simplicity and beauty of the Spirit, it was common for us to come together to worship the Lord and break forth as a whole congregation in singing that we never learned.
No. I want you to get that part.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, Shelley, we're down.
You've got to make some announcements.
They're going to have to tune in here tomorrow to
right.
get that.
Well, it's exciting.
Bless the Lord. Wait till tomorrow, and we'll finish this article by W.I. Evans of being abandoned to the Holy Spirit. Maybe you today can let yourself be abandoned
mm-hmm.
Just by yourself. Just praise Him and worship Him and let the Holy Ghost fill your mouth with right. psalms and hymns
and
spiritual
go.
Songs.
Let
go
God.
And let God have His wonderful way. And then we're going to get, and we are, it's happening now.
Mm, it is.
We're going to tell you Friday at least about a meeting that we just were a part of, and you can watch it online. Where we were abandoned to the Holy Ghost. It's coming back. Mm. Hallelujah.
Mm-mm.
And we invite you to come to join us in prayer in Branson, Missouri at the Autumn Assembly of Prayer, which will be October 28th through November 2nd at the Hilton in the Landing in Branson. You can go online, find out about it at billybrim.org, or you can phone us at 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. If you can register, it will help us. You can register online. You can register by mail. You can phone. It will help us get ready for you, know that you're coming. And if you'd like to send an offering, if you can't come, send an offering. Join us in prayer and get in on a Corban offering with us. And just send it to Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Say, I'll be praying with you. And here's my offering. Offer it up to the Lord.
Yes.
When you offer yours up, we're going to come before His presence with this. And so this is Billy Brim and Shelley Brim Baggett saying, Shalom, shalom until tomorrow. When we pick up where we left off today.
Right.